I would like to give you the title of my sermonette. It's one that we're all familiar with because, well, it's called Being Right. We're right a lot. So being right, well, that can mean a couple things. Today we'll be applying it to being right with God. But in this world, if you are being right, it's generally that you made a decision and you are right in your decision. So what feeling do you get when you were right? That aha moment of justification, that you had everything perfect. You all have examples. I'll share one with you. I was in Chicago working at a company, and I was a peon. Well, maybe one notch below a peon. So I was just an auditor. I just did audits, and I just wrote up my reports and turned them in. But I caught something. I wrote the contract, and I had them execute the contract, so I knew what the contract said. And they were using data inappropriately. And I was so excited. I'm like, let's do the calculation. How much money did we lose? We lost $1.2 million on it. So I was so excited, and I took it to all the leadership, and I got resistance. They're like, whatever, I'm like, no, and I pushed it. And finally, I got to meet the COO of our company. Again, I was not really known at all. I just saw these people in and out of the bathroom when you pass. That's about it. And he was like kind of not happy with that I discovered this. It was revenue for us, so I thought that would be great. So anyhow, so I was like, my aha moment came up. They're like, well, did you get with internal audit? And did you double check this? And I said, actually, when I did my audit, he was with me, the chief internal audit officer. Oh, okay. And then I got word later that we recouped $600,000 where the company gave it to us. And so as a reward, they gave me a check for $150, which took 90 days to get to me and another 90 days to actually clear. So I made them $600,000 and I got $150. But I was happy. That just shows you, when I say peon, that's what peon is. You're at the bottom. Not just the bottom, but you're the bottom of the bottom. So that is my story of my aha moment when I was right. And it felt good. But the flip side of that, have you ever had that moment when you messed up? The feeling you get when you know that it's going to come, your name's going to be called, and you didn't do this, or your data was inaccurate, or the feeling you get is just dreaded. I've had a lot of those moments, but I like to just focus on the victory and the happy moments. They cover a lot of the mess-ups. Well, today we're talking about the Holy Spirit. It is truly the spiritual jackpot. It is the ultimate, and we have it. Look who desired it. If you read through the Bible, you can. There's an example of Simon Magus, who we know. Simon Magus. My grandpa always told me Simon Magus was the true Simon who started the Catholic Church back in the old days. It wasn't Simon Peter; it was Simon Magus. But he tried buying the Holy Spirit when he saw the power of it. Then in Acts 13, if I could ask you to turn over there, Acts 13, we'll start in verse 6. Acts 13, starting in verse 6. The backdrop is that the disciples were traveling through Cyprus and they came to the proconsul, and that's where we'll pick it up. Acts 13, verse 6. Now, when they had gone through the island of Paphos, they found a certain sorcerer, a false prophet, a Jew whose name was Bar-Jesus, who was with the proconsul, Sergius Paulus, and an intelligent man, He was an intelligent man, which so he claimed. This man was called for Barnabas. He called for Barnabas and Saul to come. But Elymas, the sorcerer, which that's what his name translates to, withstood them, seeking to turn the proconsul away from the faith. So here you have the Holy Spirit. Someone is seeking it, wanting to know more about it, and here this man stands in the way. And then Saul, picking up in verse 9, then Saul, who also is called Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit, looked intently at him and said, "Oh, full of all deceit and fraud, you son of the devil, you evil of all righteousness, will you not cease perverting the straight ways of the Lord?" So he just, with the Holy Spirit filled into him, he just gave it to him. And of course, when you have the Holy Spirit and you're a disciple, you had the right answers. God gave them to you. A little joy out of it, just the very last scripture, scripture 13, verse 52, and it says, "And the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit," which is amazing. It is literally the spiritual jackpot. So some of the greatest mistakes ever in the world that have ever happened. Well, I think the original mistake was the deceit, Adam and Eve. Yeah, they got that one wrong. Oops. And we all suffered. I know that this is not right. But when my wife, ex-wife, was having contractions, which were intense, she's like, "This is painful." And my response, not appropriate. I said, "Well, you shouldn't have had the, you know, you shouldn't have ate the apple. You wouldn't have had the contractions." Yeah, not the smartest decision. Yeah, if I could only insert foot, it would have fit. But what about another great mistake of mankind? Well, the Mayflower. It wasn't supposed to land where it landed. Well, I know you could twist it, and that's what I'm going to do today, twist it a little bit. Why did it land in Plymouth? Well, let's be real. It ran out of beer. So they had no supplement. They ran out of food, and they had to park somewhere, so that's where they landed. But since beer was, you know, boiled and more appropriate, they had beer on the Mayflower. So that's the article that I was reading. And you take one angle and you blow it out of proportion. But so they had to make a beer run. So they landed in Plymouth. So, but what about some of the great leaders of this time? The founders of the world, of God's church, of all of it, did they make mistakes? We won't turn over there, but Genesis 38. Look at the stupid mistake that Judah made. Judah, who had an evil son named Ur, God killed him, wiped him out. And then he had the daughter, Tamar, and Judah slept with his daughter-in-law. Yeah, his daughter-in-law. It's weird to even say that. But, and then she had the, well, we all know the rest of the story, but how strange is that? And that's the leader of the Jewish nation, Judah, which seed David came from, which Christ came from. And look what example he had. So bringing it back to kind of the worldly, what was a great decision that was made here in corporate America? Well, in 1996, this company decided to hire back the CEO that founded it, and they fired. But they were so weak, they were ready to crumble the company. It was in horrible state. And so they decided to suck it up and admit that they were wrong, and they hired back this guy. His name was Steve Jobs. And Apple, who was nothing and ready to crumble, they put themselves up for sale. They brought the CEO back. And 4 years later, or 8 years later, came out the first iPhone, which made billions. And now the company has, I don't know, I think, somewhere roughly $300 billion in cash sitting. $312 billion, I think, in just cash. So they generate something like $50 to $60 billion a quarter. That's a lot of money. Anyhow, in conclusion, the absolute best decision we have is to beg and plead God every day that we are filled with the Holy Spirit, because we have that option. We need the Holy Spirit to be in us and to have the spark in us. So we read the Bible, understand the Bible, and follow the Bible. The feeling of being right with God is an awesome feeling, greater than any one feeling that we can ever have.